A couple of weeks ago, assistant professor and Danny Barker endowed professor here at the Jazz Studies Department at UNO, Victor Atkins, and one of my favorite piano players, by the way, got in touch with me via email because he, in turn, had been contacted by a gentleman with a very interesting background and a very interesting bag full of goodies that he wanted to talk to UNO about, a possible donation. A gentleman with 8,000 big band charts wanted to talk to UNO, and he was also interested in seeing what this radio station might look like. And once I read his a sketch of his biography, I said I would be very interested in speaking with him. So we've had a little visit, and now you're going to get a chance to visit with him too. Pardon my long introduction, but please help me welcome to WWNO Elvin Monteleone.
Well, thank you very much, Jack. Pleasure to be here.
It's a delight to have you here. Victor's sitting in with us, too. Might have a couple of things to say. I want people to know about you, Elvin. You're a native New Orleanian.
I am.
But you spent a great part of your adult life not here, and you've recently come back. Follow the trail for us a little bit.
Yes, sir. It's a long and winding path, but I'll try to make it palatable. So my wife and I both grew up here. She went to Dominican, I at De La Salle. I started my college work here when it was called LSUNO, and did my freshman year here and then went to Baton Rouge to get a engineering degree. That was followed several years later by a master's degree in accounting, and I wound up having a very diverse working career that started out in heavy industrial engineering and construction, wound up in the computer software industry, wound up finding out that I had a particular skill set that worked well in startup software environments. And we had a number of very successful companies along the way. I retired from that industry.
Let me interrupt you one second here. Paint a little bit of a geographical picture for us as well. Where did these various positions find you?
Yeah, north to south, east to west, and all over the world. So I had retired, as I said, from the computer software industry and woke up one morning in Scottsdale, Arizona, thinking, I think I'm going to start a big band. And
wait a minute, where does that come from? Have you been a musician?
Well, I had. I had some piano training when I was a very young child. I played alto sax in the De La Salle bands, the concert band, marching band, and what we called a stage band. And as I mentioned to Victor earlier, De La Salle is where I met and fell in love with Glenn Miller's music. And that just kind of lingered with me throughout my entire professional career. But, of course, you know, my work didn't permit me time to, right, to explore anything musical.
Yeah.
So with time on my hands and having proven to myself that I was not going to get onto the senior golf tour, I decided to do something constructive and decided music was going to be it. So I woke up, as I said, one day, decided on a 20-piece big band, singers, conductor, the whole thing. And, you know, the short version of it, is that I put the word out through the connection of, you know, my social network in the Scottsdale area. And all of a sudden, about 4 to 6 weeks later, I had about 30 people. So we put the band together. I bought some arrangements. We rehearsed them. Word got out that the band existed. People started asking questions like, oh, well, do you guys play for weddings and things like that? And so the band, interestingly, had great commercial success and profitability for all of its life. It continues to operate under new ownership since we've moved back to New Orleans.
Can you tell me the name of this band, please?
Yeah, it's called the Sonoran Serenade Big Band.
There you go.
And can I give you the URL?
Sure.
It's www.azdanceband.com.
Okay.
So we decided 2 years ago that it was time to come back home. I could see the challenges and the progress that was being made post-Katrina and thought maybe I could contribute something to that process. So we moved back here 2 years ago, and I've just recently begun putting feelers out about, you know, what it is I might be able to contribute to the evolution of our great city.
UNO might play a role in this.
Well,
a possibility. And,
it is a possibility.
Yeah, and this brings Victor in. Victor, let's have just a word from you. When we spoke before we sat down by our microphones here, you mentioned that there have been some inquiries made, some incursions into the study of the possibility of some big band work here at UNO.
Yes, there has been. There have been a few attempts over the years to have a big band, and it's something that we've wanted to offer, and we've had a little trouble getting it off the ground until last year, along with the vision of Irvin Mayfield and the New Orleans Jazz Institute, we came up with the idea of a big band track, which is not exactly a program and not exactly a major, but still something that we could offer that would help us to create and build and maintain a big band, which in turn would help us to recruit more students. And when I saw, I was carbon copied on an email Elvin had sent to the department. When I saw his collection and his involvement in the music and his looking for a suitable organization to pass it on to, I was giddy, which I think is a word I can use on, to say the very least. And I laid in wait, until the appropriate time.
So you could pounce.
Yeah, I did, and I pounced.
Yes, you did.
I think he recognized my enthusiasm, and we finally got to meet today for the first time, along with Steve Mazikowski and Ed Peterson, and of course I've told everyone else that will listen as much as I can about Elvin and his past and what he would like to be in his future, and we hope to be a part of that.
Elvin, I don't know if you have kept yourself aware of the careers, let me say, of Victor, of Ed, of Steve. They're absolutely top-notch jazz musicians.
Yes.
I do a jazz program here on weekends, and just so pleased to have these resources so nearby.
Well, I was delightfully exposed to their talents at the Joy Theater recently
yes.
A Nojo performance.
Right. Uh-huh.
And again, my wife and I were there, and we were just blown away by the talent level and creativity.
I'd like to know a little bit more about your music, Elvin. We're speaking with Elvin Monteleone, a New Orleans native who's recently returned. And we're talking about music. Elvin has put together a collection of about 8,000 big band charts, arrangements. You told us that, I'm interested in your tastes and your styles and things, but you told us that you were inspired by Glenn Miller.
I enjoy all forms of music, really. But I find the palette that you have to work with musically in a big band configuration to be a very exciting, very flexible, and very dynamic one. And I just feel like whether it's traditional big band charts or more contemporary charts, mm-hmm. Whether it's dance music or whether it's big band jazz, the tonal characteristics and the dynamics of these various sections playing with each other in a big band, I find very stimulating. And I think large parts of the general public see it the same way. I was, quite frankly, when I moved back a couple of years ago, I was really kind of surprised that there wasn't more of a big band presence here already, mm-hmm. Both at the university and community college level and commercially. But my experience in Phoenix, Arizona, tells me that this could probably be done in a lot of places, New Orleans included.
Well, We're a lot hipper than those guys.
I believe that.
And I believe in you, just having heard what you've said and having read, as I said, a biographical sketch. And I should think that your presence will have no small influence on what goes on vis-a-vis music, and particularly your kind of music here in town. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. It's Elvin Monteleone, Renaissance man. Here and Victor Atkins too from UNO. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Thanks, you, Jack.